book review on the radio actually, and had some references in maybe not very reliable sources for them. I went and really started to dig when they challenged me, and I came up surprised myself that in many instances I was actually able to find real scholarly references for many of the things they challenged, much to their displeasure, because they said, "Well, this is so fruitcakey, how can it go in the article?" And sure enough, I found references, scholarly references, and was able to get that in there, and it made GA that way, and they basically had to grudgingly allow them in there. But the most amazing thing I would say is trying to get Introduction to Evolution to FA. First to GA and then FA, which was about a year-long process. Very, very, very difficult. Howard DeWitt was
Yeah, that
with
was
us
hard.
there on several instances. We're also fighting people that don't like introductory articles, and I'm a big proponent, especially in science, of having introductory articles. They want to have just
What's their
one on.
objection?
Well, they think that.
They say that the main article should be accessible to everyone, therefore the introduction is pointless.
Right,
As if
and.
there's no need to ever like expand on the first principles, and that just seems ridiculous to me.
Yes, what I point out to them, I
Go
don't
ahead,
know
Phil.
how persuasive this is. I point out that kind of our gold standard, Encyclopedia Britannica, they have six different levels of article going all the way from kind of first and second grade all the way through graduate and maybe even postgraduate school levels on some topics. And so for us to have simple Wikipedia, which is simple language but oftentimes simple content as well, and then maybe the lead would be simpler on our mainstream articles. And then the body might be a little more complicated than that. Sometimes, when you're in these discussions, the lead really isn't that accessible for people that aren't experts. So that's a place to put a whole separate introductory article, and I think we have about 9 or 10 of them now in things like general relativity and genetics and so on. And that can be a stepping stone where somebody who just basically has a level that's someplace between, oh, maybe 8th grade and 12th grade. Knowledge, like the average person, the general public, they can use that as a stepping stone without going to a real baby article, get up to speed, and then go and actually be able to read the real lead and then maybe the body of the mainstream article. If they want something more specialized, then we'll have daughter articles that will be even more specialized on the topic. But anyway, so we had to fight through those objections. And we had two or three single-purpose accounts that came in and just caused unbelievable amounts of chaos. This went on for several months. And the two main editors I was working with on this, one of them a high school teacher, quit in disgust. They actually left
Wow.
Wikipedia completely and deleted their accounts
It was so sad.
from the
So sad.
attacks. And I saw this thing after a year of effort going down in flames, and this editor that was borderline a troll, on almost, and I have a pretty good idea who he is in real life, but I won't mention it here, a kind of a famous troll on Wikipedia, was causing
It's
just
Jimbo, isn't it? You can admit it.
no. It's just, anyway, it's a whole other story that I won't put in a podcast, but it was causing so much chaos that. On almost every article he edited, everything he did was reverted. I mean, he just did nothing but produce misinformation wherever he went. And I don't, and maybe on purpose. Finally, what I did is I tried a ploy, which I'd learned from Silence. And people were shocked when I did it, but it actually worked. So here we are, we're 2 or 3 months into FA, we already got a GA status. And now my two main co-editors have quit. I put it up for deletion. I put the article itself up for
Phil,
deletion.
I was going to kill you then, I have to say. I was like, what is Phil doing?
Ah.
Under your name or under a different.
Well, actually, I had one of my co-authors put it up for deletion, but I was the one who told him to do it. So that was my
Yeah, it was
strategy.
pretty clear though.
And of course, people said, "What on earth are you doing? You're insane." And what happens is we really needed eyeballs, especially 3, 4 months into the FA. Nobody was coming by anymore, and we were getting beaten to death by this troll. We put it up for deletion. Immediately, we had 100, 150 new sets of eyeballs show up who said, "This is nonsense." Well, the way single-purpose accounts work is they're basically grandstanding, and they're basically standing there with their foot on your throat, with 150 people telling him he was full of nonsense. He quickly, turned tail and ran, basically. And in fact, he left Wikipedia never to reappear, at least under that name. It completely overwhelmed him by people showing up and saying, "This is nonsense, pure nonsense." And that was this huge outpouring of people who said, "This is a fantastic article, one of the best written articles I've seen." Pushed it, made the FA, whatever you call them, the coordinators, say, "That's it. This is done. This thing is now FA." And that's what pushed it over the edge, because
That's
it had
great.
been lingering for several months, and this was like its third attempt for FA, and it had gone through two or three attempts for GA before it finally made GA. It was a very, very, very arduous year-long process to get it there. And so that was my ploy, basically, to say, "I've had it. Let's bring in new eyeballs and do something really drastic." And that's what I did, and it worked.
Yeah, I was actually working on the writing on that article. I was trying to copy edit it while this nightmarish thing was going off. This like nightmarish year-long situation. And I have to say, it's like near impossible to copy edit an article that's undergoing that kind of controversy because you're painstakingly trying to work on the language or the organization of the sections, whatever. And like you come back a couple, 3 days later, and the section you've just painstakingly worked on is like totally gone. Or it's been totally changed into something new. I mean, articles that are totally unstable like that, where people are edit warring over them, you actually cannot work in any, real sustained way. I actually had to quit the article several times and say, look, I'll just come back later, when you've decided what you want to include and all of this, fighting is done. Then I can come back and work, on the copy editing. But it was just so hard. It just felt like all that I was trying to do with the copy editing was totally wasted.
It's like swimming in
You have to quiet in
molasses.
order to do that sort of sex work.
People that have never experienced this,
So
which
a
I've
lot of it.
yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, people that have never
Yeah,
experienced
no, go ahead,
this,
Phil, finish up.
people that have never experienced this kind of editing, which is only, I will say, thankfully, is only in a tiny fraction of Wikipedia articles, and most Wikipedia editors have never actually experienced this kind of editing, don't really have any idea what it's like. It's like swimming in molasses. It's just awful. You feel like you're drowning. You can't make any progress. You take one step forward, two steps back. It's just nightmarish. People are extremely angry. People are not just quitting the article. They may quit the wiki project that's involved. They may quit Wikipedia completely. They're so disgusted. Sometimes I've seen some of these disputes drive off three or four articles completely out of Wikipedia, maybe never to return in some cases. They can be incredibly
You mean editors?
damaging.
Yeah,
And
we actually have to do a whole podcast on these controversial articles, yeah,
actually, I
no
think.
doubt. That would be great. A lot of just interesting stories, a situation you've had that has been unusual for you. We spent a lot of time already, so Yeah, fair enough. yeah.
Yeah.
And just finally, when we're talking about time frames, the other thing I think is important, for maybe it's just me because I'm such an impatient person in general. I just think it's interesting to look at the time frames that we've had, maybe fastest time we've ever gone from sort of stub to FA or anything like that, just to give people an idea who are interested in doing some work like this but not sure how much they should set aside. The research process for you, how long does that take? How long do you wait for peer reviews and so forth and so on? I would actually like to emphasize the slowness of this. I write a lot of featured articles, and it takes me months to write each one. Sometimes they're overlapping, but I actually consider my rate of featured article production is quicker than it would be for most people because a lot of the research is already completed for me because I've already done it for my dissertation. So, like for example, when I wrote this series of articles on Mary Wollstonecraft, I had already read a lot of that material because I've already, and taken notes on it and everything. It was done, it was completed, and so putting it into article form was then what took time. So I'm always shocked when people are like, oh, I did all the research and wrote this in 1 month or whatever. I'm like, well, that can't be unless, you know, there are only five articles on this. You know, you couldn't possibly have gone through the entire process. I mean, I sometimes I give people an estimate. So, like for example, the Lord of the Rings article was brief, was up for a featured article review, or still is, or something, and I made a list of the things that I thought had to be fixed, and I said I think this would probably take a year, you know, for people who are not focused on it every single day, all the time, to do. And they were like, "What? No, that couldn't be." And I'm like, "Do you know how much is written on the Lord of the Rings? It's a lot. You have to figure that out. You know, what to include, what not to include. Then you have to spend time reading it, finding it, buying it, whatever. You know, it takes an incredible amount of time."
Especially something you're doing in your spare time, like you said. Like I was lucky when I was doing Harriet Tubman, because again, like I had the ability to sort of shuffle my schedule around a lot and just sort of devote most of my time to doing it. But most people don't have that luxury, and generally speaking, I don't. So yeah, I think having that time and being patient with people, when I ask somebody for a review, I want to, I'm checking every hour. Has they put the review up yet? Have they put it up yet? But that's dumb of me to do that. And it's important for us to give people that time and space to read it and carefully put down their thoughts and things. So I just want to stress that need to be patient and
Yeah,
do as
I
I
have to
at
like it when
fourth.
people want me to respond instantaneously. Because, like, when I was working on the reception history of Jane Austen, that's going to have to go really slowly because I know every article on Austen is going to get picked apart like the articles on Shakespeare were. So I know it has to be really ready when it goes. And so I was really going, I got like, I solicited peer reviews on that one in particular. And, you know, I've got like four people peer reviewing it simultaneously, you know, and I'm going to check out books from the library that I thought I was done with, but I wasn't, you know, and of course, some of the other people have those books, so I have to wait for the books to come back. You know, it's a really long process. And sometimes I feel like people are anxious to be done with the peer review, you know, and sometimes I think it would be better with peer reviews if people left a whole bunch of comments and then you could go to them, you know, 2 weeks later and say, okay, I've addressed your comments. But I don't know if we think that's how peer review works.
We could
We
have another
expect
talk,
too much of the
another
system.
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important too that I lost my point. Never mind.
Well, I was going to say we expect
Other
these.
thoughts? Anything else before we wrap
I
up?
was going to say we do expect
Phil, go ahead.
reviews to be too fast. The times that I did a pretty extensive review for Willow on Encyclopedia Britannica, and it did take me a few weeks. And by the time I'd finished my review, she'd already got it to FA status. So I don't know if she used any of my comments or not. I put them in a sandbox and just linked her to, gave her the link. And I don't know if she actually used them or not, but it can take quite a while. I've never seen anything go from start or stub to FA. The shortest I've ever seen is maybe about 5 months. I mean, maybe there's some that are faster, but I've never seen anything faster than 5 months, and it's a very, very intense 5 months.
Yeah. Definitely. And that's I think a good point for us to sort of finish up, because Willow was one of the people that Wattawit made me wait for in terms of getting a review of Balzac when we were first setting out, and I wish she'd come back to Wikipedia because she hasn't been around in a while, and I'd like to see her editing again. Moni, did you have something you wanted to throw in?
Well, first of all, I miss Willow very, very much, and I'm sorry that she's no longer around. If she's listening to this, she needs to get back.
Yes, come
At
back.
any rate, I wrote five articles on the Everglades, and I wrote them within a 5 week period. And I'm not really stressing that this is something that's a standard that anybody should follow. I don't know how that was accomplished. I absolutely do not know how. Most of it I wrote within one article I wrote a week, but then I got a lot of help from the FA team, and I think that's the primary reason why I was able to do those so quickly. I think the shortest time I've ever been able to bring an article to FA was the 4 week period that I was able to do some of those Everglades articles. And I think the longest I took was 10 months. For To Kill a Mockingbird, from the time I started to the time it was promoted, and a lot of that was learning what the standards were, and then also learning what I had access to, learning, you know, doing a lot of my own research, or not original research, being able to hunt down things that I didn't know had existed beforehand. But I would say probably 2 months, two to 6 months is a good way to judge how long a featured article should take. And something that's interesting to note is that there's a lot of peer reviews that have gone up recently, GA reviews for Martin Luther King Jr. That's my cat. And just thinking about how long that would take probably 6 months to a year to do that all the way through. And I'm just kind of watching that, knowing that one of these days, I'm going to have to drop out of everything completely for 6 months to a year. And that's what's going to have to take. That's how long it's going to take anybody. Plus 5 trips to ANI to resolve all the disputes that's going to occur from it. So.
Yeah, definitely.
And don't you think the King Estate is going to weigh in on that one?
Exactly. All right, Phil, you wanted to talk about the FA coordinators?
I just thought we should at least mention them, because they do put in a lot of work, and they sometimes are very, very helpful. Some people I've heard say they are less than helpful in some instances. But in many cases, I know I've heard praise for the FA coordinators in their shepherding certain things along. Once they've reached a certain level, helping editors push it that last little bit of the way and clean up things and do whatever they need to do to reach that standard. And I think they do tremendous amounts of work, valuable work, that really is not adequately recognized all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Keeping track of all that stuff has got to be just insane. Moni, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Sandy has this like gigantic database or spreadsheet that she has to keep track of all the FACs on all the time.
Wow.
Like, you know, how many supports they have, how many opposes, what people have said, you know, have the images all been checked, you know, do they have all the appropriate sources and licensing, and have all the sources been checked in the article? I mean, it really is like a nightmare keeping track of all that. You can imagine, I mean, people put their comments on those FAC pages sometimes in the weirdest way, and they're really sort of difficult to read sometimes. So apparently she's got to sort of find a way to organize it herself. And I think there's also a lot of behind the scenes work that goes on, you know, of all the archiving of nominations and making sure that the person who nominated the article is actually one of the significant contributors and that they don't have other articles that are nominated. It's all this sort of checking of things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sandy Georgia just is extraordinarily dedicated to the project, and when she sees a good article that she recognizes, then she's very dedicated. I don't understand how it gets done. It completely blows my mind.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The things we have to say about feature articles and shepherding things along. And we close off by saying thank you so much to Raul and Sandy Georgia. And Willow, please come back to Wikipedia and start editing again.
We love you, Willow.
Yes, Willow.
Thank you all for being part of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Phil, Moni, Awadowit, and this is Skartol. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.